kind of beans, what do you call those?
Butter beans or lima beans.
And the long kind that you have to take the ends off of, and break up and put in the pots, or that kind of bean.
Green beans?
Yeah. What do you call these tops of turnips and beets and dandelions and
plums? Greens.
Good. And what do you have to take off the corn before you can eat it?
Husks.
And what do you call this thing that's served on the kind of corn that's served on a cob?
Corn on the cob or roasting there?
What do you find on top of the corn stalk?
Tassel.
And the thing you, after you shuck the corn, what do you have to brush off the ear?
Silk.
And these things that grow on vines sometimes in the garden, you'll have watermelon and what other kind?
No. Muskmelon.
And what do you call these things that are good to eat that you pick on a damp spring morning, maybe in an orchard?
Mushrooms.
Yeah, and is it the poisonous kind you call what?
Toadstools.
And the things that you plant in a cornfield that grow on vines, they have pumpkins and then...
Squash.
Yeah. After you chew your food, you have to...
Swallow.
And suppose somebody wanted you to do something, say pick up a big piece of iron weighing about 300 pounds, and you weren't able to do it, how would you, you'd say, well, I what?
Can't do.
Suppose you were out in the field, and you came in, or you had a very hard day, been working hard all day, you'd say, and you came in, you sit down in a chair and say, well, I'm really tired. I what? You'd say, I what today?
Worked hard all day.
Suppose somebody says he ought to do something, and you're arguing over something the little boy should do. You'd say, he ought to, and the man might say, if he wants to disagree, he'd say, no, what's the opposite of that?
You shouldn't?
Well, he ought to. What would it be the negative? He ought to. You'd say, no, he...
Oughtn't to?
Yeah. See, that's just trying to find out whether you say oughtn't to or hadn't ought to. Some people say hadn't ought to, and some people say oughtn't to. It isn't any correct English or anything like that. You can't make a mistake. I just want to know what the everyday... what the expressions are in different places. Well, suppose somebody wanted you to do something and you refused. You'd say, no, I
don't care to.
Well, then you wanted to be more definite then.
Don't want to.
Well, suppose you wanted to tell him that you were not going to do it. You'd say, no, I mean...
Won't do it?
Yeah. What do you call this bird that lives up in holes in trees sometimes, has big eyes? And
no.
What kinds do you have around here?
Squeech owls.
Any other kinds?
No, that's all right now. Barn owls, sometimes.
Yeah, barn owls. What do you call this thing that you use for bait sometimes? It crawls along the bottom of the creek.
Fishing worm.
And, it has little pinchers on it. Can crawl up on dry land or crawl back in. They live in the mud, live under rocks.
You mean crawdad or crawfish?
Yeah. Which is it?
Crawdad.
What do you call these animals that get, like weasels or rats or things that get into your garden and eat that up and destroy things and make a general term for that kind of animal? Do you have any general term?
No, I don't believe it.
You ever call them varmints?
Yes.
What?
Yes, I've heard they call that.